because I might get disabled to work if you start something like that. Now you can't find, I don't think you can find anyone if you get to hew these logs and fit them together. The skill is in making a match, you see. When you, they tell you you got to carry up the corner, and they got to be cut perfect to make it pan out and get a perfect square. And lock them, you have to lock them and cut these notches, you see. You allow a slope, an inch slope on your log each way to make, and you got, it's got to be perfect to make it fit to tie it together, you see. Well, when you put that together with this lock in there, then it's pretty hard to knock down. They just pretty hard. This old building over here now, it's in perfect condition for the time. It's been there over 100 years, but I don't know how much over 100 years, but it has been there over 100 years for there when my father moved here, and that's been 104 years ago. Last January, and it's changed hands different times, and they put a new roof over and it's just sitting there. And if it stays dry and don't set it, catch on fire, well, I don't know how it'll last another 100 years, I guess. Protected, you see, and taken care of.
You mentioned the fireplace. What do you call the open place on the floor in front of the fireplace?
Hearth.
Okay, you know, And the thing that, in the fireplace, the things that you lay the wood on.
Oh, the dog
iron. Okay.
Yeah, that's the dog iron. You ever see a dog iron?
Two stacks of them. Yeah.
You've seen it. Well, yeah, after having the dog iron, she got them set up, set them back, you see. You got the iron set back, been served from these buildings.
They call them and irons.
Yeah, and then the hearth, the open hearth, you see. And of course, the old timers would roast the potatoes and the ashes in wintertime. They didn't want to take too much pain to cook them. They just break them out some embers and pile of sweet potatoes in there and come up with the ashes and embers and bake them in that. And it's that's an open hearth. I'll show you the picture of the old, you've seen these old rock chimneys, I know. But before you leave here, I'll show you a picture of the one that's up here. And that's one of the largest rock chimneys that I've ever seen. And this chimney is built, they have built two-story rock chimneys, you know. I have a fireplace down here and go on two-story log house and then have a fireplace up, the second fireplace in it. But not any around in this area that I've ever knew of in this area here. But this one here was constructed, and I reworked it in 1928, 20 years before the house burned. I went over it and overhauled it, and it was in good shape when the house burned, you see. And then I destroyed it, knocked it down, cleaned it all out, and built this home here where it was at. See, put this, went to work on this home here.
And we, I want one over there, Bill. And,
she always wanted a fireplace back. We built this house here. I planned it without a blueprint of any type. I'll build it in my head first and then put it together.
Yeah.
And
by how you say.
Well, you helped.
Sure I did. Hard.
We finally got it together. It's taken a long time.
Still getting started.
The place above the fireplace where you might put a picture.
The mantle?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Is that, have you ever heard an old-fashioned name for that?
Fireboard.
Okay. And,
you called it the fireboard, the mantle, and the rock, the clock shelf, and so on and so forth. And we had an old Seth Thomas clock could set up on the mantle or on the fireboard, you called it. That was a, well, what you're digging back after is the language that they used back then. 75 years in the past, and of course you'll catch some of it still left here in these hills. The people still use some of it to some extent. There's a lot of it spoken, but you had these.